views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Voices of Women is a talk radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Hello, welcome to Voices of Women on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm glad you're sharing this hour with me today. And I'm just basking in the delight of having had a fabulous conference. It ended a couple weeks ago, but I've been away since. This is my first time back after interviewing all our presenters from October through February. And we had such inspiring moments at the conference with these people, especially Jean Houston and Jean Shinoda Bolen. And we also had Naomi Tutu, Dr. Msara, and Ubaka Hill. And they are all available for you to listen to still on our archives. If you didn't hear them when those shows were aired, just go to www.transformationtalkradio.com and look for my page with the host Chris Stainis, and that's Steinnes. So it was quite a highlight for me to end my role as a director of the conference. I've informally been directing because we've had a committee, and I still have been pretty much leading that committee for the conference for 20 years. And so I have said this year was my last for being on hands-on, really involved in the conference. I'll still be involved in the Women of Wisdom Foundation and our council and our overall directing and some roles at conference, but not directing. And the organization gifted me on we had a great 20th annual celebration party after our Goddess Chant performance. And that was just overwhelming for me with, they got Jean Houston up to talk about me. Talk about an honor to have someone like Jean Houston honoring you for the work that I've done. And it was just overwhelming for me, you know. And Women of Wisdom, we brought thousands of women together over the 20 years, and it's just been a powerful time, and it's powerful work that we have all done together. All the women that come together for that weekend, which used to be 9 days long, if you can believe it, but now we are like 4 days, and it is an amazing community that comes together and just celebrates the feminine and celebrates women and supports each other. And we just have a great time. So if you missed it this year, look for it next year. It's always February at the Presence Day weekend. So I'm off to new start developing my new business, Chrysalis Leadership. I launched it at the conference, have some beautiful brochures. And my goal is to bring other organizations, bring that collaborative circle leadership model that I started at Women of Wisdom and we developed over the years with all the council members. And it's an exciting process to work in this system where we honor everyone's voices. Everyone participates in the decision-making process. It's a co-created process. We co-create solutions to our issues. We've created a healing circle model for conflict resolutions. It gives people discussing their feelings in a safe environment where they feel heard and where you can move through that. And a lot of times, you know how it works. People are butting heads and you never get past that. And this is a model that we've created where we get past that to co-creating solutions. So everybody's involved in finding a solution to the issues rather than staying stuck in unhealthy dynamics. So it's quite exciting. I'm very excited to move forward in this work of bringing it to other organizations and for creating healthier working relationships where both the feminine and masculine are balanced. So it's very exciting. And If you have a company you know that would be interested, I will travel and work with people. That's what I do with the show, too, for a place where women can express their story, share their gifts, and a place for them to be heard out there in the greater world. So I want to thank everyone for supporting the Voices of Women radio show. And today I have a guest who is an author. Her name is Aura Munter. And through her own life experiences, which I'll let her talk about, she was led to write a series of books for young girls 8 to 10 years old. It's called The Ice Veil Tales, and it's to show them how to love themselves no matter what. It's an e-book series of 12 fantasy adventures depicting a parade of pranksters, gangsters, and other assorted stress-inducing monsters. And when the protagonist remembers to practice mindfulness, she overcomes emotional obstacles, outwits the bullies, and achieves her goals. So what a great message to be giving to young girls. Her website is www.theicevailtales.com. So welcome, Aura, to Voices of Women.
Thank you, Chris, and thank you for having me on your show. It sounds, you know, like really great work that you're doing for all these women all over the place, and thank you for that, too.
Well, wouldn't it be great to be able to do that? Although I can't imagine bringing 8 to 10 year olds to a conference there. But you know, to get this message of the work we do, like we're at an age where we're kind of reclaiming this. But isn't it great if you learn it first when you're at that age? Actually, I guess your target is 6 to 8 years old. So,
It's 6 to 10. It depends on the little girl.
Yeah.
But, I'm really talking to the moms who have, you know, spun out from that pure space and giving them an opportunity to work with their daughters to make sure that they don't spin out as well. I mean, the reason I'm targeting that young age is because I understand that at age 9 is when a trauma can set in. And if it sets in then and you start to spin out, if you don't have the tools to get back to your center, you can, you know, spin out for a very long time unless you get help.
Yes.
So why waste all that time?
Really. So tell us about your childhood. What is your story? Because obviously you're probably pulling from your life story.
Oh, yes. Of course. Had parents from the 50s, like so many, people after the war. They were just focused on, you know, the common rules of life and, you know, this is what you do, this is how you behave. And it was very strict and constricting. And for me, you know, there was a lot of lies that, you know, I just could not buy into. And being a rebellious kind of kid, you know, they didn't quite know what to do with me. And it was weird for them as it was for me, you know, because I wasn't lockstepped into their program. And so, you know, I kind of took off and as soon as I could, you know, and found myself through meditation and, you know, thereby understood, you know, what it was that I was meant to do in this world. And it wasn't, you know, anything like I could have imagined. I mean, my life just became a journey of joy. And that kind of joy can only be experienced when you're in the moment and you're living who you, your true authentic self. And so I wanted to share that. And somehow or other, it came out in these stories. I don't know where they came from. I was just a vehicle for them. And I want to share them. And so that's why I'm here talking with you and putting them out there.
Well, I imagine then that stories meant a lot for you growing up. Did you escape into fantasy or into books? And was that something that you did as a child?
I did. I really loved music and, well, especially books. Yes, I did escape. And my imagination was my trigger for, you know, getting out of reality. You know, I could just live in happiness and joy in my mind. But, you know, living inside your head like that, even though the stories came out as imagination to be spread around for other little kids, you know, the reality is we have to be in this world. And if we just keep escaping into whether it's imagination, drugs, alcohol, or, you know, overeating, it's not the solution. I think being out there helping others, interacting, being alive, you know, just contributing to the world is really what is gratifying. But my imagination definitely got triggered. My imagination saved my life, I would say.
Well, what do you think for young girls that age? What are the issues that they deal with?
Well, they are dealing with lots of issues, especially today in our society with so much mass media bombarding them. And the internet, but there are, you know, there's economically stressed parents who don't have the time or know how to attend to, you know, their children who are just being sucked into so much peer pressure to buy all these products, be smart in school and do all this homework and be cool and be accepted. It's tough out there for everybody, and you hear about young children having anxiety attacks, but really everything is more or less what it's always been. I think people are just more expressive, or I hear about it more often than mm-hmm. I did when I was a little girl.
Yeah, it does seem more intense than when we were growing up, too. It's added to it. Well, we're going to talk more as soon as we come back from our break. You're listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis, and we'll come back and talk more with Aura Munter about the Ice Veil Tales and what her message is for young women.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com. Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyofAngels.com.
Put a little
woo-hoo
in your life with Keys. Keys Clear Protein Waters have 22 grams of smile-making, attitude-adjusting protein in every bottle. Did I mention its tongue-tingling taste? Not just another guilty pleasure. With Keys, you'll enjoy every low-sugar sip and freedom from gluten, lactose, and GMOs. Who needs the fountain of youth when you can find Keys on Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com. Put a little
woohoo
in your attitude with Keys Protein Water.
Women of Wisdom, Women of Wisdom, Women of Wisdom, rise and shine.
Welcome back. This is Chris Stainis, and you're listening to Voices of Women. And I am talking with Aura Munter, who is the author of The Ice Veil Tales, which is a book for young girls from 6 to 10 years old, teaching our young girls about mindfulness and giving them some sense of self-esteem. So, Aura, can you give your contact information, your website, and how people might reach you?
Yes, my website is www.theicevailtales, theicevailtales.com. My contact information is aura.munter@gmail.com. And feel free to call or write. I mean, call. You can't call. But that's my contact info. And if you go to the website, you'll see some puppet shows and a free ebook and, you know, indulge.
Yes, I went through this morning, and it's a fun puppet show, like a video. And it, is that based on the book? Is the book, is it actually follow the book story, or is it just a clip of it, kind of?
The puppet show is actually a series of 12 episodes, which is, it's the first book. So book one is called Coco Vanilla and the Ice Veil. And I broke down the webisodes into chapters. So there's like 12 chapters. And each chapter is in a different location. So that kind of made it easy to shoot and, you know, connect everything. But most importantly, there is an ebook that I'm giving away for free that you can use to ask your child questions after they watch each webisode, and they, that way they will learn how to do the mindfulness technique, which is what the stories are all about.
Well, that's great, and it's good to have a workbook and something for, you know, yeah, the mothers can do with their daughters. So is that what's unique about the, what is unique about the Ice Veil Tales?
Thank you. The Ice Veil Tales are unique because everyone else is teaching mindfulness, you know, which is really wonderful. I'm glad it's getting out there. But they're teaching it verbally. A teacher usually gives instructions. You follow them. And that's fine for older kids and teens and adults. But since I'm targeting that younger age group, 6 to 8 or 9, 10-year-old children, they learn through imitation, like monkey see, monkey do. And the Ice Veil Tales were therefore created to visually engage them with characters and illustrations so that I could rivet them into the present through their eyes, ears, minds, and hearts. And when they're visually engaged like that, they identify and empathize with the main character, Coco Vanilla. And they feel what she's feeling, so they understand on a very deep level what's going on for her inside. And I'm trying to get them to feel their feelings, too. And it's amazing how their feelings start to pop out instantly. And then I get them to breathe along while they're watching this. And as they watch her overcome a bully, they're also overcoming that kind of a bully in their breath, and they're watching her be compassionate, and they understand that they too can behave compassionately and move on and not be flustered or overcome by this bully.
And that's so wonderful. I mean, you think of it, it's just a simple thing like a breath. But I went through the first couple of webisodes, you call them. She actually, you know, she's instructed by somebody on the set to breathe, and you see her breathe and take a deep breath, and then she shifts where she's able to handle the situation. And that's such a great message, because we forget. I mean, there really are simple tools if we just remember, even adults. It's a good message for adults. Just breathe, you know, relaxes you to get your mind in a place where you can even find a solution.
Right. The breath is very magical in that way, and it's because it centers you. It takes you back to that place where you're connected from your heart and your mind, you know? It literally connects the two. And if you can stay merged in that flow, then you can, you're connected to your innate wisdom and your innate joy, and you're going to get the best answer possible in that specific moment, which you're having, and nobody else on the planet is having it. So only you can really know the answer, because you're the one who's in the situation. So the breath is very powerful. It's a great tool. And I don't see why it hasn't been taught to young kids before. I mean, it's just so simple. And best of all, they get it because they're so close. They're like in this age of innocence. They're innately connected to their innateness. I mean, they're just so close. So why let them, you know, spin out when they can tap in and be happy and move on?
Yes, I wish I had some those tools at that age, too. We just were sort of taught to just stuff them. We don't feel safe to share our feelings and not realize that we have a right to have happiness and joy. And you wrote something that you always knew you wanted to be shown something. What is that about?
Well, you know, as an adult, I was pursuing, you know, my happiness, my joy, thinking I can do it by becoming successful as a copywriter or, you know, whatever I was doing and finding love and making a family. But it's not those things. And I had to find what it was. And what it was for me was in meditation. And it starts with the breath. All meditations have the breath. The specific meditation I practice goes a little deeper. And I think that, you know, if somebody wants to go that route, fine, write to me. I will definitely send you to that website where you can go deep, deep, deep and, you know, really get your answers. But for little kids, the breath is enough because they're already close. And then, you know, as they grow older, they can go deeper and deeper. The breath is just the beginning. I mean, we have no idea what is really going on here. I mean, this is such a magnificent creation. And we have such little tiny brains. We don't even understand our own brains. How can we really know what's going on in the bigger picture? But the breath is a start. And for me, you know, I've been practicing meditation for 30 years. And every day is filled with epiphanies, insights, you know. But for little girls, mindfulness, this meditation, just following the breath, you know, so that's a good place to start.
It is a good place. And I wonder, have you done this live with girls? Have you talked to girls, what they get out of it?
Thank you for asking that. Yes, just a couple of weeks ago, I went to a school where girls, young girls, have learning disabilities. And I presented the puppet shows to them. And the response was amazing. They instantly empathized with the main character and understood exactly what she was experiencing and started talking about their own similar experiences. And I found that their main identity that they were having was self-pity. And self-pity is so easy to drop into at those ages because, you know, you're suddenly in competition with other people, whether it's siblings, other classmates, doing tests and, you know, trying to get grades, trying to be in sports. I mean, there's always going to be winners and losers. And this kind of a separation is what they're experiencing very strongly at this stage of life. And if they separate from other people and from themselves because they're judging themselves, judging other people, they're going to lose that precious gift and they're going to lose their connection to it. And the breath takes you right back to it. And if they have an incident, of course, we're all going to have incidents in our lives. Nobody, you know, floats through on a cloud or a magic carpet. But if you continuously practice this technique every time and remember to practice it, you're going to move through it. And you don't have to fight. You don't have to run. You can just flow around it in a very smooth, graceful, wonderful way and feel good about yourself. And that's why I say it shows you how to love, you know, teaches your daughters how to love themselves no matter what. And that's really the feeling we have to hold with us throughout our lives, you know, feeling good about yourself. And knowing that you're loved, I mean, that you're here, that you get to be a human being on, in this existence is such a gift. And they need to appreciate that as young as possible.
Yes. And I was thinking how they're so vulnerable at that age and how they take things in so personally. You know, everything is so personal at that age. Yeah, and if there's a way that they're shown that you can talk about this and feel safe, and sometimes just getting it out, you realize that, you know, you're not alone in this. Other people feel the same way. So that empathy is great, that they can feel that. Oh, even seen it in a puppet character. Oh, that puppet character feels this way too. I can relate to that. Oh, look how she deals with it. And, I mean, that's just a great demonstration of what we can do with our young people. I was thinking too, what you said about, I think it's really to the breath of bringing the mind to the heart. I've done some work recently and been learning about, there's Heart Math Group that does that. There's experiments that showing how the heart takes things in, information, knows things before the mind does. And so that breath is that connection from our mind to our heart, because that's where you, you can feel that empathy and your feelings, because we sometimes live in our minds too much, and our brains are amazing, but.
And as little girls, you know, if you show emotion, it's like, oh my God, that's so weak. That's so, I mean, even for, I know boys aren't allowed to cry, but girls aren't really allowed to cry either. They're shunned for that. It's not cool. And so we have to honor our feelings and emotions and stand by them and know how to be clear about them so that we can calm ourselves, but also hold on to our integrity and not let people bully us.
Yeah, that bullying is such an issue. Well, you're listening to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis. When we come back, we'll talk more with Aura Munter about the Ice Veil Tales.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Are you seeking a more deeply connected and fulfilling life? Do you often find yourself feeling overwhelmed, overworked, or exhausted? Are you ready to embrace a life filled with more love, connection, and joy? Best of the month list and 5-star rated on Amazon, Conscious Being by author TJ Woodward will awaken you to your true nature. To learn more about how to get your copy of Conscious Being, visit consciousbeingbook.com today.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Well, welcome back. I'm Chris Stainis. You're listening to Voices of Women, and that song, Pray Like a Woman, is by Lorraine Baves, and it's on our Woman of Wisdom CD collection, which you can purchase on our website. Just go to www.womenofwisdom.org. There's lots of great songs from amazing women singers who have been at our Woman of Wisdom conference, Holly Neer, Rhiannon, Libby Roderick, many others. Just look for the Woman of Wisdom book and CD link on the side. So today we're talking to Aura Munter on about her book, The Ice Veil Tales, which is written for young girls who are 6 to 10 years old. So, Aura, tell us a little more about, we were talking about mindfulness, and in your book, the protagonist uses mindfulness in throughout her adventures. And but what, how do you create that where the, where she, how is she taught it in those stories? Is someone a mentor or somebody come along and say, instructor of how to breathe?
Yes, as a matter of fact, she is told by, her name is Coco Vanilla, and she's told by her queen, the Queen of Sorbet, to inhale, exhale, and trust the ice veil. And then she's reminded by her, an older man who sets her on a mission to carry the ice veil to the ice palace. And on her way, and to get there, she has to go through the black cherry forest. And he warns her, you know, to stay centered through inhale, exhale, trust the ice veil. She's constantly being reminded, and even a character along the way, a goose, you know, honks it out. I mean, she's constantly, constantly reminded, because when we get caught up in our emotions, it's hard to remember to inhale, exhale, and trust the ice veil. And, of course, the ice veil is, you know, the magic that's inside our breath that guides us and centers us and connects us to our innate intelligence and joy and wisdom. So she, as she's going through the woods, she is constantly reminded, and we need to be constantly reminded. And I figured that if you're young and you get into the habit of doing that on your own, and you can just remind yourself, like you remind yourself to brush your teeth, you know, when you wake up in the morning or when you eat something grody, you know, you can save yourself a lot of grief. And the fact is, when I taught these, I mentioned I was at this school recently, and I taught the girls how to do it. And one girl said, "Oh, it hurts." And I said, "What do you mean it hurts?" She said, "Well, you had us holding our breath." And I said, "No, I just, you know, gently feel it go up and down into your belly, feel your belly rise, and we let it relax, and, you know, just breathe naturally, but feel it, follow it." And she said, "Oh, okay." And I said, "Listen, nobody, don't listen to anybody tell you what to do with your breath. Your breath belongs to you. It's your birthright. Nobody can steal it, and nobody, and you can't even give it away." And that simple fact of it being your birthright, I mean, why don't we tell each other about this? It's really important, as young as possible. I mean, it serves you constantly. And as long as you, every time you tap into it, it's going to just bring you good feelings. So that's really...
Or get in touch with your feelings. And I'm thinking of times... And I've been in classes where somebody who's aware of the people in the class, and they'll go, they'll feel that other people are holding their breath, and because they find themselves holding their breath, and they'll go, "Breathe, everybody," you know. But I don't think we're always aware when we're holding our breath.
No, definitely not. Definitely not. But you have to, if you're going to stay out of the turmoil. It's the only way to focus and move past yucky times and feelings. I mean, nobody wants to get stuck. I think that's, you know, that's the concern here. You're going to get stuck in suffering, stuck in bad feelings about yourself, stuck in self-pity. Nothing's more wasteful about this precious gift of life. I mean, we're only given so much time. We don't even know how much. Yet we spend so much of that time, you know, sad about, you know, regretting past events or fantasizing about future ones being filled with anxiety, when our true purpose is to enjoy this life. I mean, we're totally designed to enjoy this life. If somebody had put care instructions in the back of our neck, it would say, you know, follow your breath as often as possible. That's our purpose, you know. And then if we do, what happens eventually, inevitably, is we move in the rhythm of our joy. And it just leads us to where we need to be at every single moment and experience what we need to experience to fulfill this life.
So I'm thinking of, you know, when you take a breath in, it does bring it deep in, and it touches into feelings. And sometimes there is an aversion to that. We don't want to feel those pains again. And so how do you move that through with the young girls of saying, you know, because they might come up with a, like the one girl said, well, it hurts to, you know, and she was holding her breath. But it could, I'm just thinking how it can bring up painful feelings that people don't want to feel again. And how did you use that in the book to allow them to, that it's okay to feel them?
You know, in that classroom, these little girls were saying, oh, you know, my brothers beat me up. And this other girl goes, yeah, my kid, you know, my kids, the other siblings beat me up too. And I have to go up to the roof to calm myself down. And so the feelings are going to be there, but what you want, you don't want to suppress them, and you don't want to oppress them, and, you know, because that's hurting yourself physically. I mean, you're making yourself unhealthy if you do that. So she feels her feelings and, you know, expresses her frustration, expresses, you know, her anger, but then she moves forward. She moves through that feeling. She feels the feeling and then feels it through her breath. And somehow the breath clears the way for her to see what she needs to do to move forward. Because just feeling the feeling, sitting there and wallowing in sadness, isn't the solution. You mm-hmm. feel it, and then you figure out how to get out of it. And that's what she does over and over again. And there's like 12, at least 12 different monsters that she confronts, and they're all archetypes of what everybody confronts in life.
Oh, give us an example of the archetype that you use in your book.
All right, this is a really simple one, but like this, she comes to a bridge, and she has to cross it to get to the ice palace because she has to deliver the ice veil. And this, and Crunch the troll, a hermit, you know, pops out from beneath the bridge and says, you can't cross without two sugar cones. And she says, well, I don't have any sugar cones. You know, how else do I get to the ice palace? And she's completely frustrated by this character who insists on two sugar cones. And she's ready to, you know, feel like a failure, and, you know, she blew it, and, you know, she's feels awful about herself. And her little goose friend, you know, tells her, reminds her to inhale, exhale, trust the ice veil, which she does. And the next thing you know, she's saying, you know, why are you so angry? Why are you such a grouch? And we find out that he's angry with the world. He hates the world, and, you know, he wants to see the world destroyed. He doesn't want to help. And she says, you know, the next thing she, and she says, well, why do you hate everybody? Because he says, I hate everybody. And he says, because everybody hates me. And she said, well, I don't. You know, Goose doesn't. You know, why don't you come with us to the wedding, you know? And, you know, she befriends him. So right away, you know, just by reflecting, you know, just being kind and compassionate, she gets right to this kid's heart, you know? And this character becomes, by her touching him and befriending him like that, he becomes her male side. And in the second book, he and she become separated. And it's up to him to find his true nature and transform himself. And then he goes off and he has to search for her. And then the books shift between him and her going through what they need to become stronger, for the female side and the male side of each character, of the one character, really. And then they unite. And then when they unite in the seventh book, then they have to start dealing with the male and female side really getting deeper and, you know, overcoming other obstacles. So it's very focused on the psyche.
Mm-hmm. This seems very practical, too. I mean, that's a great message of looking at, sometimes we don't know why another person is a certain way, and we jump to conclusions. You know, we make assumptions like, oh, that person hates the world, instead of thinking, well, what's happened to them? So what I see her doing is coming with curiosity. Well, why do you hate the world? You know, why are you mean? And that kind of thing, it's less antagonistic, too. that creates those confrontations.
Right. She's very kind, and that's what I want kids to tap into, because they're naturally kind, especially at this age. And we're born to be mothers, and so we have a lot of compassion, kindness, and instinctive kind of wisdom that we are born with, because we have to maintain the species. It's built in. So she's tapping into that, and it's really very simple and kind and graceful. And kids can imitate that.
Yes, well, I would love to get into this issue, because you brought in the feminine and the masculine there. But we're going to take a quick break right now. You're listening to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Danis. We're going to come back and continue our conversation with Aura Munter.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Are you seeking a more deeply connected and fulfilling life? Do you often find yourself feeling overwhelmed, overworked, or exhausted? Are you ready to embrace a life filled with more love, connection, and joy? Best of the Month list and 5-star rated on Amazon, Conscious Being by author TJ Woodward will awaken you to your true nature. To learn more about how to get your copy of Conscious Being, visit consciousbeingbook.com today.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Welcome back to Voices Woman. I'm Chris Danis, and I'm having a delightful conversation with Aura Munter. Aura, why don't you give your contact information again, your website, so people know where they can purchase your book.
Okay, it's www.theiceveiltales.com, and you can write to me at aura.munter. MUNTER@gmail.com.
Great. So I would really encourage any parents out there, especially have kids at this young age, to get these books. It's a series of 12. I think there's some great information and tools for young girls and boys. So now, how do boys fit in this? You know, because you've kind of written it from a girl's perspective, but how do you see boys can benefit from this book?
Well, I do see boys benefiting because, and of course it depends on the boy, and it also kind of depends on the mom. You know, if a mom doesn't want her boy's feminine to come out, well, you know, okay. But if you do, and if you're an aware mother, you will, you know, try to make sure he respects women. The boys, I was invited to read the story to some bullies who had been expelled from grammar school. I mean, can you imagine? They're little 9, 10, 11 years old, and they're expelled from public school. And they were very aloof and very hyper little boys. And I read the story to them, and I taught them the breathing technique. And they were transformed right before my eyes. They became sweet. They became engaged in the story. They wanted to know how I did the artwork. They were immersed. And it was all because, you know, they were just being treated kindly. And when their teacher returned, she'd been gone for the time that I read the story, she saw them so mellow and so sweet. And she just said, everybody, up, up, jumping jacks. And, like, she, you know, they immediately hopped to it like they were in military school. And, you know, the whole mood was destroyed. But at least in that little bit of time, they went back to their simple, sweet selves. It was very nice.
Well, it's almost like they're maybe they're conditioned to that they can't have that soft side. You know, boys are taught to not be crybabies and not show their feelings, and so they've got to toughen up. And I think bullies are created because they've been bullied themselves.
I 100,000% agree that you learn bully to be bullied. You learn from your home. If you're bullied at home, you know, you're going to go out into the world and bully other people so that you can feel good about yourself. And it happens over and over and over again. And there's no way to stop that. That's why I'm putting this story out there. Just, you know, put on your bully-proof vest by taking a breath. If you can do that, you will save yourself a lot of grief because you cannot change anyone else. You can't change a family dynamic. You can't change, you know, cultures and just a whole history of men abusing women, men abusing men. I mean, how do you do that? You have to teach your child how to, again, put on her bullyproof vest, take care of herself, stay connected to her innate wisdom, her innate joy, and she'll be fine. She can go out into the world and deal with whatever comes her way as long as she stays connected to herself, to her breath. And that's the gift. That's the ultimate gift a parent can give a child. And that's the ultimate gift, you know, anybody can give to any other human being. Just, hello, connect to your breath. Just be yourself. Because nobody else can be you except you, and your breath belongs to you, like I said. Nobody can take it. Nobody, you can't give it away. They can't steal it from you. So enjoy it.
And part of it is, like you said, you even wrote the book for parents and for moms because they've got to learn this too before they can pass it on to their children.
They do, and, you know, why not? It's so simple. You do it every day, every moment of your life, so practice it and teach it to your child. And while you teach it, you'll learn it too. And so I see that our time is almost up, and I just wanted to say a couple more things. To please tell your child every single day that you love her or him. It makes a huge difference. Also, when they wake up in the morning, remind them or tell them or teach them to say thank you. I mean, a simple thank you when you wake up changes your whole day. Instead of, you know, waking up like, another day. No, say thank you. And you'll be amazed how many wonderful things can unfold that would not have if you were not appreciating the fact that you were given this gift of another day. And then finally, you know, please instill this habit of mindfulness in your child and in yourself, too, while you're at it. I'm offering free puppet shows at my website, a free ebook to, you know, teach your child and, you know, yourself on the way. And just follow your breath. Continue reading the stories, the rest of the stories, and until it is a habit for your child. And I really, really, truly wish everyone a magical life, because it's a great gift and it shouldn't be wasted to be enjoyed.
Well, we're given many gifts, and the breath is, well, it's the one that keeps us alive. So tuning into our breath, like you say, it can really change things. It's what you said earlier about being stuck, that if your breath is stuck, like you're holding your breath, it's an image of, it's telling you that you're stuck somewhere in your life too. And to, you know, and that same thing of following your breath to see where it'll take you can help you get unstuck in those areas. It's about movement. It's just like moving your body. You know, movement's important too, and it takes breath to move your body. And to, you know, so there's so much in our body, and the breath can take us there, because there's lots of information in our bodies. You know, we carry it, we hold it in our cells, and so we need that breath to go there, breath and touch, I think, to kind of release that information that helps us heal. And yes, it's just great. I just want to thank you for the work you're doing. You know, bringing that to young people is such a gift for them to learn it at that age, that they'll have tools to deal with when they reach, especially when you get into junior high and high school, where things get even more intense, you know, and get quite intense for our youth. And especially in, you know, in this day and age, we have so much being bombarded by the media and the internet and peer pressure and the social pressures that, you know, it's I don't envy parents of this day and age. It's not easy. So thank you so much for your work, and it was great to talk to you today.
Great talking with you, Chris, and thank you for this opportunity to be on your wonderful show.
Yes, well, thank you. And I want to leave everybody with a thought today to, what is it? Pay attention to your breath and show your children that you love them. Tell them you love them and let them know how loved they are, and that they feel that love for themselves and honoring of themselves, especially young girls, since this is a show for voices of women. So I want people to know you can sign up for our monthly Women of Wisdom newsletter. Just go to www.womenofwisdom.org. Find out about our monthly events, which are usually in Seattle. But after this conference, we've been talking. There's people in Hawaii. There's people in Toronto that want to do a Women of Wisdom conference. And we may just be getting out there to places closer to you. I'm the founder of Women of Wisdom Organization and Conference, and also the author of the Amazon bestseller and award-winning book, Women of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Women. And just as our annual conferences change women's lives, this book has touched many people in their exploration of themselves and of the divine feminine and honoring women. And I keep hearing from people how much the book has helped others, so that pleases me a lot. You can purchase the book also at www.womenofwisdom.org. It benefits Women of Wisdom when you purchase on our website, but of course, it's always available at amazon.com. If you'd like to contact me, I noticed the ad gives a different email address that I have not set up that website yet. Contact me at wow@womenofwisdom.org. So I'm Christina. So I'm glad to have shared this hour with you on Voices of Women. Next week, I'll be talking to Mary Hayes Greco, author of Unconditional Forgiveness. So I wish you all to have a great weekend.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today. Radio with Chris Stainis.